The Reptile Farm. This book is by Jolly Crozer and Nigel Crozer. Look at the back cover of the book. The Reptile Farm. What would you find at a reptile farm? Can you hold the reptiles? Would you hold a crocodile? Let's find out about reptiles. Turn to the beginning. The Reptile Farm. Words by Jolly Crozer. Photographs by Nigel Crozer. I went to a reptile farm. There were lizards and snakes and tortoises and crocodiles on the reptile farm. People helped me to hold some of the reptiles. I held some lizards. The first lizard was slow. It was called a sleepy lizard. It felt cold and bumpy. Its head and tail looked the same shape. The next lizard was fast. It was called a goanna. It felt rough and it had long, sharp claws. I stood still like a tree and it climbed on me. The next lizard was strange. It was called a dragon lizard. It had lots of sharp spikes around its neck. Then I held some snakes. The first snake was a small python. It had a thin body and it felt cold and smooth. The next snake was a big python. It was long, thick, and heavy. I could not hold it on my own. Then I held a tortoise. It had a round, hard shell. Its legs were very strong. Its head and legs poked out from the shell. Then I saw a very big crocodile. It had big teeth and a very big tail. I could not hold a crocodile, I said. Yes, you can hold a crocodile, said a helper. Come with me. And I did hold a crocodile. I held a baby crocodile. Wow! I thought she was going to hold that big crocodile. I suppose reptiles wouldn't be everyone's favourite pet, but they are interesting, aren't they? So many different types. Which reptile was your favourite? Let's read the book again. Turn to the beginning. The Reptile Farm. Words by Jolly Crozer. Photographs by Nigel Crozer. I went to a reptile farm. There were lizards and snakes and tortoises and crocodiles on the reptile farm. People helped me to hold some of the reptiles. I held some lizards. The first lizard was slow. It was called a sleepy lizard. It felt cold and bumpy. Its head and tail looked the same shape. The next lizard was fast. It was called a goanna. It felt rough and it had long, sharp claws. I stood still like a tree and it climbed on me. The next lizard was strange. It was called a dragon lizard. It had lots of sharp spikes around its neck. Then I held some snakes. The first snake was a small python. It had a thin body and it felt cold and smooth. The next snake was a big python. It was long, thick, and heavy. I could not hold it on my own. Then I held a tortoise. It had a round, hard shell. Its legs were very strong. Its head and legs poked out from the shell. Then I saw a very big crocodile. It had big teeth and a very big tail. I could not hold a crocodile, I said. Yes, you can hold a crocodile, said a helper. Come with me. And I did hold a crocodile. I held a baby crocodile.